Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Hello, ladies, and thank you for joining me on the call tonight. This is Get a Love Life, or Love Life 101. And I am Kiki Strickland, your married and 2 years or less dating coach. For those of you that do not know of me, I have been working with singles since 2006 when I started out as a matchmaker and doing singles events around the Baltimore area, D.C. as well. And some of you know that last year I was featured in Ebony magazine. I've been in Shape magazine. I've been on WOL radio. I have been a YourTangle.com expert. I've spoken at many events, some for sororities, associations, and organizations like the Urban League, as well as women's conferences. I have a program for single women who are serious about finding the one and getting married in the next couple of years. So I call my program Married in 2 Years or Less because, one, I don't think it should take forever to find the right fit for you and to get married. And number two, I don't believe that you should date someone for more than 2 years. If it's not heading towards commitment and marriage by 2 years, if you're older than 25 years old, if you're younger than 25, then maybe you can date more than 2 years. You're still figuring out who you are and what you want out of life. But for those of you that are a little bit older, if your relationship is not headed towards commitment and marriage by 2 years, then I believe you should move on. So we cover a lot in the Married in 2 Years or Less program: how to date, where to meet men that are a better fit for you, what you are really looking for and need in a relationship for it to work. Some ladies might need a makeover. Some need to come to a couple of flirt nights to become more approachable and to get comfortable with men. Some might need a mock date, which is a practice date with a guy who's going to give me some feedback on how you are as a date, because I know some ladies are getting first dates but not second dates, so what's going on there? And so we do a lot in the program. I design the program based on some of the strategies that I myself used when I decided at age 38 that I wanted to be married within the next 2 years, since the 40s was fast approaching and I did not want to go into my 40s without being in a serious, committed relationship headed towards marriage. And I did just that. And I teach my clients what I did and also what I learned in my certifications. I have 3 different certifications in coaching, and one is from RCI, the Relationship Coaching Institute. And 2 of my clients got married this year. They started working with me in 2013, so they both did exactly as I did and were married within 2 years. And I have several other ladies in the program now who are getting into serious relationships and moving into engagement. So if this is where you want to be, and I am assuming that it is since you're on the call about getting a love life, then you can sign up for a free consultation to see if my Married in 2 Years or Less program would be a good fit for you. So stay on the call until the end to find out more details about that. So this is called Get a Love Life. You should have one. Most of the time when I meet with ladies, they tell me they don't have a love life. They aren't doing anything to meet men right now. They're not dating. They're not online. They're not doing anything. And what I teach my clients is that you should be going out on at least one date a month. that would be having a love life. The only reason that you should not have a love life, because there are some valid reasons that maybe you're not dating right now. And those would be, in my opinion, if you're on a brief hiatus from dating while you're working on yourself, because there are some things that you need to get together and you know that. That's valid and that's okay. Say you're in therapy and you're definitely working on some serious issues, that's fine. You don't need to be dating during that time. You're getting yourself together. You're working on some issues. Good for you. I applaud that. And then another time that maybe you wouldn't have a love life is if you just got out of a relationship and you need some time to heal from it. Now, everybody doesn't need time to heal from every relationship. Some people get right back into another relationship or start dating immediately, and that's fine too. But if it was a relationship where you got hurt or where you felt disrespected, dishonored, where you went through any kind of pain, then it's okay to take some time to yourself and make sure that you have healed before you go on. So those are two reasons that you can not have a love life. But other than that, why don't you have one? You're a single woman who wants to be married or who wants to be in a serious relationship or who at least wants to be having some fun dating men. So what's your excuse? This is the holiday season. Christmas is coming up, New Year's Eve parties. Most companies are having holiday parties. You can start your love life now, get a jump start on it, by just attending a few holiday parties. I keep getting emails from other places, other groups that are having parties. So start paying attention. Get out there. Be friendly. Do some mingling. Talk to at least three guys at the next holiday party that you go to. And I know for some of you that that's going to require you to step out of your comfort zone. I totally understand comfort zones and how hard it is to get out of that. And like I said, if you need personal one-on-one attention from a coach, I'm here to help you with that. But that's the very least that you could do is go to a holiday party this week, this weekend, in the next week or two, before they're all over and the new year has hit us. It is coming so fast. I cannot believe this is mid-December. So tonight I want to talk about one aspect that might be holding you back. There are several different things, several reasons why people don't have a love life. And we could spend the whole night talking about getting a love life and dating. But we don't have an unlimited amount of time, so I want to talk about one of the main reasons why you don't have a love life, and that reason may be that you're still living in the past. You could have dated a certain type of guy in the past. Maybe all the guys you dated had the same look, the same career, the same attitude, and even though those guys did not actually work for you, that's what you're still looking for. And that's a mistake. You don't want to keep living in the past. You want to try something different now. You're older. Your priorities should be a little different. Your taste may be even a little different. And that's a good thing. So don't keep doing the same thing that you did in the past. Don't keep being stuck on the same type of guy that you did in the past. Try something different. Another way that you might be still living in the past is holding on to bitterness. Now, sometimes I use some of my clients as examples, but this time I'm going to use a book that I just finished reading. I read a lot. I'm always reading a novel. I love fiction, mainly psychological thrillers, but this one was a Daniel Steele novel. Some of you know Danielle Steele. She's been writing for many, many years, and she has oh my goodness, so many different titles. This one, I don't remember the title. They're all starting to run together. But it was about a woman who was a prosecutor, and she was prosecuting a serial killer. And the story was really about her and how she had a young daughter. Daughter was a teenager, and a serial killer started having these notes sent to the daughter to try to scare them. So she had the daughter sent away to live with her father. Now, the prosecutor, she was in her 40s. She had been married to her daughter's father, and he left her for his ex-wife. He went back to his ex-wife, even though his ex-wife had cheated on him, left him for another man, ran off and got married to the other man after she divorced him, left her two sons with him and everything. And he ended up going back to her. And so the prosecutor, the main character, was so angry. She had not let go of that. And it had been 10 years. 10 years of still hating her ex-husband, not dating anyone, not letting any man get close to her. I think she went on maybe one or two dates throughout that 10 years. But she was still angry about what had happened. And it was terrible. I'm not trying to downplay the seriousness of the situation or how badly she actually was treated. It really was horrible, but 10 years later, she was still holding on to the bitterness. She wouldn't talk to him, even though he did see the daughter once a year. She wouldn't have any contact with him herself. She didn't want to talk to him on the phone. She didn't want to see his face. And some of you know how that feels because you are still angry about a prior relationship. You are still holding on to the bitterness and the anger and the hatred. So, of course, Danielle Steele books usually have a happy ending. She finally did let go of that anger and that hatred. And he actually tried to come back to her, which was crazy. She was not taking him back. But the moment that she started to finally break down those walls that she had built up, she finally met someone at a wedding. She met a senator who was attending the same wedding that she was attending. They ended up dating, falling in love, and getting married. And that never could have happened if she had not finally let go of the hatred, the bitterness, the anger. You cannot find someone if you really hate men, if you have not let anyone get close to you again because of a prior hurt. That probably means you need to work with a therapist or a counselor, at least a coach, to get over your bitterness and anger if you're still holding on to something. The Lord cannot bring someone into your life while you're still holding on to that. You won't treat him well, for one. You'll treat him badly. You'll hold what your ex did against him, and that's not fair. It's not fair to any of you involved. So that's something that you may need to work on. And then another way that I see people living in the past is keeping exes or men who won't commit to you, keeping them around, wasting your time, waiting for him to change his mind or finally commit to you. Remember what I said? I said 2 years or less, no more than that. I know several ladies who are still messing around with men who won't commit to them. Sometimes the man has even told you straight out that you're not the one, that he does not see you as a relationship, that he does not want to date you. He might be having sex with you. He might even be doing other things that look like he's your man or taking you out. And had one lady where the guy was taking her on trips and spending a little bit of money on her, but he was telling her to her face that this was not a relationship, that he did not consider her his girlfriend. So if a man has been that clear with you, believe him. He's not going to come around. You're not going to change his mind. I had one instance with another lady where the man even proposed to another woman. That was a clear sign to me that he was not into her, that he was not going to ever propose to her. I mean, he's seen her. He's sleeping with her. He's in her life. But then he proposes to another woman. What is that? That's him showing you exactly what he really thinks. So if you have someone in your life that's taking up the time that you can be using to meet the right man, please let go of him. It's time to move on. This is the end of the year. I don't know how many years you've been wrapped up with that guy, but you're not going to meet the right guy while the wrong guy is taking up your time and your energy and your bed. So let's move on from him. Let's shut him out. Say no. Don't take his calls. Don't let him come over. Cut him off. So that you can move on to the new thing. My church, I go to Zion Church, which is closely connected with First Baptist Church of Glen Arden. The minister yesterday, Sunday, talked about God doing a new thing. And he used the scriptures that talk about old things passing away, new things coming. He used Isaiah 43:18-19. That says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Do you not recognize it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. So it's basically saying, forget the past. You can't keep looking back there. It's time for the new. Will you recognize that I'm trying to do a new thing in your life? And I'm trying to do an awesome thing. He's talking about making a way in the wilderness. You know, wilderness are desolate and destitute. And he's actually putting a path there and a stream in the desert where there's no water. There's going to be water for you. But you have to receive it. You can't keep holding on to the old. Philippians 3:13 was the other scripture that the pastor, it was a guest speaker, the guest pastor used. And you know that one too. It talks about forgetting what is behind, but pressing forward. This version actually says straining toward what is ahead. So that means going forward, not back. What is back there? Nothing but heartache and the pain that you experienced before. Now we want to start afresh. The new year is coming, and get rid of the stuff in your life that you need to get rid of and look forward to what the Lord is going to do in your life going forward. Now, some of you are saying, well, how do I go forward? I would love to go forward, but I don't know what to do. Again, you work with a coach, someone like me. If not me, there are lots of other coaches out there that you can choose from. I mentioned therapy and therapists and counselors. I can refer you to fabulous therapist who works in D.C. in the same office suite that I work in. So do something. Sign up with somebody. Now, those of you that are listening to this, I can take 5 of you for a free consultation for my Married in 2 Years or Less program. And in the program, we're working together for at least 6 months. You have to commit to at least 6 months in order to work with me one-on-one. And you can do a free consultation on that to find out if it would work for you, if it would be a good fit for you, at my website at kikistrickland.com. It's kikistrickland.com right there on the homepage. You can see the form. I also have kikistrickland.com/the program. It's the-program. If you go directly to that, then it only talks about the program and it gives you the Contact Us form where you can sign up to receive the link to schedule your own consultation. You just can choose the date and time that you want the consultation once I send that to you. So again, two different clients got married this year, and more clients are getting into serious relationships that are headed towards marriage, which I believe most of you want. This can be you too, headed towards marriage. Get some professional assistance with your love life. Don't leave things to chance anymore. Don't just continue existing without being more proactive and without going after what you really want in life. I talk to people and sometimes they say, yes, I want to be married. Yes, I want to be in a relationship, but I can't afford to work with a coach right now. And then I hear that those same people took a trip to Dubai, and I know that's not cheap. They spent a couple of grand traveling. And yes, traveling is great. Yes, you want to travel, but don't you want to travel with the love of your life or your husband for your honeymoon? Put that money, spend on traveling alone, into dating coaching so that you can be on the right track going where you really want. Sometimes we spend money for things that aren't even what we really desire in life. So you got to put your money where your mouth is. And if you can't afford to work one-on-one with a coach, then there are other resources out there. I even have a Meeting Mr. Right group, which is a lot cheaper than my one-on-one program. But it's a group where the ladies get together with my matchmaking associate / assistant / other dating coach. I've trained her to do what I do, and she meets with the group to teach them about dating. The ladies also make each other wing women, where they can go to events together. Some of you are saying you want to go out places where you can meet men, but you don't want to go by yourself. So that's what the group is for, to meet other women who are doing the same thing that you're doing, to get knowledge, to get training on how to make a relationship work. Because some of you have been in lots of relationships. Meeting men is not your problem. It's actually making a relationship work where you're having the most difficulty. So the Meeting Mr. Right group is also an option, and it's only a 3-month commitment for that. And even if you can't afford that, at the very least, get one of my podcast series. I have one called Dating 911. And that was actually a coaching program that I did for 4 weeks with some of the ladies. And each week I had them doing a different exercise to kick off their love life. That's available for purchase on my website. It's called Dating 911, the series. So that's about $100. There you have something that can help you. All right. So I hope this has been helpful. Contact me at info@kikistrickland.com if you want to send me an email, ask any questions. But again, you can sign up some of you. I can't do a free consultation with all of you, but I can take 5 ladies. So the first 5 that sign up for the free consultation at kikistrickland.com will be able to schedule it before I leave for Christmas. Because I will be going on vacation for Christmas, not this week, but next week. So make sure you get in on this before I leave. Great. Well, good talking to you. Go to some holiday parties, like I said, to kick off your love life immediately. And in the meantime, happy dating.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.